here I am, and there you are.
Well, there's our intro. So there's great, our teaser.
Kurt, just keep going.
It's Gotta Be Pop, the premier pop music podcast. My name is Kurt Baker, joining you from Portland, Maine, way up there, up the coast. And also joining me on the show tonight, we have Wyatt Funderburk down in Nashville, Tennessee. Wyatt, you there?
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody?
Nice to have you on. And of course, we can't forget Todd Patton over in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Woohoo! What's going on, everybody?
There you are, man. You're all zoinked out on Skyline, aren't ya?
I don't know. I've had a lot to drink tonight, but I'm just having a good time, and I'm ready to listen to and talk about some pop music.
That's fucking cool, dude. Anyway, listen, I want to know about this last song that we just heard. You played it. What's it called?
It's called Cool, Calm, Collected, and Cliche. It's by a friend of ours. His name is Billy Kilgannon. He's from a town you probably haven't heard of. It's called Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
That's where Todd Rundgren's from, I think.
Is it really?
That's why I've heard of it, I think.
It's
maybe
near Allentown.
Allentown, yes. That's it.
Yeah. That's where Billy Joel wrote a song.
It's in the eastern portion of Pennsylvania, as far as I know. Not necessarily Donnie Iris country. It's a little east from there. But anyway,
I could tell there was no resemblance whatsoever to Donnie Iris in that song. But of anyway, course, he's from eastern PA.
Billy's a really good friend of ours and a great musician. And as you heard, that song is incredible. You can find him on SoundCloud. Just type in your little search bar there, Billy Kilgannon. But anyway, we're going to move on here in our pop podcast, and I'm gonna play a little song first off. It's gonna be called Clap Clap by a band called Gold Spot.
I had fun with you, and now I don't see you anymore. That don't mean I can't clap, clap with myself.
Paul Steele.
Yeah, he was in a coma.
Did you hear the end? It was like a big, you know, thing. It was one of those long beeps when you die.
It's haunting.
Yeah, it's haunting. But, you know, speaking of Paul Steele, he is from Brighton in England. And I was just wondering if you guys had you know, followed the 2012 Olympics from London at all, because I have not. I've been in the studio working hard.
Yes, I have, actually. I was just at the sports pub today watching some Olympics. I had some free time this afternoon, so I figured it's like I've been so excited about the 2012 games for a really long time, since the last one in China. Well, the last time I really didn't really care about the Olympics at all. So today I was at the bar, the sports bar, and there was two events on. There was men's water polo. It was the U.S. versus the it's a small country in the Balkans.
Swahili?
No, that's in Africa. Okay. But anyway, the U.S. won. I wasn't really interested in water polo, but what really interested me was women's beach volleyball. Mm-hmm. And this was a great match because I think volleyball is a really fun sport to watch. To all the listeners out there, I know jack shit about sports. I don't know anything, but I am excited about these Olympic Games, and I'm going to get into it and learn as much as I can.
You know who my favorite Olympian of all time is? It's actually Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Yeah.
She's an American hero and just an all-around great human being, and that leads us into, you know, another great American human being named Jackie Lee.
You know,
who Kurt Baker really is fond of. Kurt, didn't you play a song by her about 20 minutes ago?
I did play a song by Jackie Lee, but the only thing that your Olympian friend and Jackie have in common is a first name, because in fact Jackie Lee is from a country where the Olympics are taking place right now.
Oh, really?
London. Yeah, I found that song on a compilation called Dream Babes, which is a 7-8, you know, CD series of really great 60s pop songs, female vocalists. There's a couple different, you know, different editions of it. There's one that kind of focuses on more of like folk stuff, and then there's like more of the upbeat kind of go-go and like kind of crazy like fuzzy psychic rock, but a lot of it is just, you know, straight ahead, really standard 60s pop music. Mm-hmm. And I found some really great songs. I first discovered that record and I listened to it a bunch. I think the title of that volume one is called Am I Dreaming, and I like that song a lot.
Cool. If we have any listeners still tuning in, let's give them some tunes here. Kurt, what do you have in store for us?
Right on. Here's an obscure power pop song from San Francisco, like 1981 or something, man. It's called Inside My Head by the Imposters.
I've got a place where I can go when I want to be alone. Could be a crowded room or going on. I might not hear you before.
Oh, popularity kills. Yeah, pop, popularity kills. Pop, popularity kills. Yeah, too fast. Pop, pop, popularity kills. Pop, popularity kills. Yeah.
All right, and that was Popularity Kills from a band named Coward, and from their self-titled album Coward, from the year 1997, and nothing ever was heard from that band ever again. And I have done Google searches to search for each individual band member of that band and have found nothing. So if anyone has any info on Coward, or I know the lead singer's name was Shepherd.
If you or anyone you know has information leading to the whereabouts of Shepherd, then please call us.
Here we need what's old boy's name from Unsolved Mysteries?
Robert Stack. Like
Robert Stack. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get Robert Stack.
If you or anyone, we could do a "Where Are They Now" from the coming to you from the "Where Are They Now" files. So yeah, before Coward, we heard one of my favorite groups from the early 70s, known as the Free Design, which is a couple brothers and sisters. And that is one of my favorite songs.
Are they brothers and sisters? Or
No, they're just brothers and sisters. They're from,
dude, these guys were more square than the Cowsills.
They're total hippies. Okay. And they're totally insanely good singers. And they're called The Free Design, and that was Canada in Springtime. And I've never been to Canada in Springtime. I've been to Canada in the summertime, just for a minute or two there. Crossed over the border, just checked it out, said hello. And then, but yeah, Canada in Springtime, you know, sounds wonderful if The Free Design, you know, tell the truth. We're going to get right into our album review of the week. We're going to talk about an album by a great band called Teenage Bottle Rocket out of Laramie, Wyoming. The album is called Freak Out. It's out now on Fat Records. And, I picked this album to review because I think it's fantastic. It's a very, very... If you've never heard Teenage Bottle Rocket before, they're very, you know, Ramones core, pop punk... But they do what they do, and they do it really, really well. And the albums are all recorded really well by old Andrew Berlin out there, as it were.
The Blast House.
Yeah, at the Blast House. And Kurt Baker, these are some buddies of yours, and I know. So what did you think about this record?
Well, here's what I thought. When I put it on, I was... immediately, like, it really hit me that, like, the feeling that I got when I first heard their record Total, which to me is their best record, and I guess it's not their first record, but it was really their first record with Cody, and it also was their first record that really kind of, in a way, it was their first record, because they've kind of taken Total and, for the last three other records, kind of in a way, made the same record with different variations, but their first record was one of the best records I had ever heard, and it still is one of my favorite records. Warning Device and It Came From the Shadows had some really good songs on it, but in a way they were kind of keeping with the formula and even down to the aesthetic of the artwork. So it was like really kind of similar in some ways, and there were some great songs, but never did the last two records that they released in between Total and Freak Out ever like bring back the feeling that I got when I first heard Total. So when I put on Freak Out, I like the songs and the flow, and it's a different record. It's similar, and they do fall into, you know, kind of going through the changes with what they've done already in the past, but there's a new renewed energy, and I think the songwriting is better, and I really think it is their best record since their first one. One of the things that you can see in this record for sure is that the songwriting. I know that Brandon actually did one of my favorite songs on the record, which is Cruising for Chicks, and he's never. I don't think he's done a song on lead vocals for the band yet.
This is actually. I would love to jump in here if you guys don't mind.
Please do. I've said everything.
Yeah, my whole thing on Teenage Bottle Rocket is like I've never really been a huge fan. Like I've known with the pop punk, you know, scene. All the over, you know, the past 12 years or whatever, the Lillingtons is what the band they used to be,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Well, it's just Cody.
Well, yeah.
Just Cody, right? Cody, the main song, lead singer songwriter.
Yeah, right? Well, 50% of the songs, yeah, roughly.
And, but yeah. Anyway, like, so, you know, I followed Teenage Bottle Rocket throughout the years a little bit. And then since we reviewed this album, I listened to it a few times, just, you know, in the past few days. I really felt like up through the first four songs, it was kind of eh. Mm-hmm. I think tracks five, starting with Maverick, mm-hmm. so this is after it. Mm-hmm. And especially coming off of our review of CJ Ramone's album,
right.
Which is really, I mean, you get a lot of similar things here, like you said, yeah. So it's very Ramone-esque. Yep. It's all Ramone's bass, really.
Yeah.
They're perfect. They really have a great, perfect sense for Ramone's type pop punk. I really think that what they do best, and I don't know if it's what they do or the producer you're talking about, is it's produced. I mean, it's just produced so well. It's the best produced pop punk that is out there, period.
Completely agree.
This album just perfect. This album just sounds amazing.
Yep. All their albums are done, you know, at the Blast House by Andrew Berlin, and he does a great job. It sounds fantastic. You know, as a recording engineer myself, like I'm fascinated by how consistent and how well done their albums are, and how you know, not to use the word incorrectly, but how perfect the albums are without sounding sterile.
They're great. I've known those guys for a long time. Like, my memories of them and like hanging out, it just all go back to Laramie and hanging out there and eating burritos and going to this place called the Chuck Wagon, which is a really good breakfast place. But really, we just listen to punk rock records and stuff. Like, they're all really good. They're great guys. And it's just, you know, they've been playing for years, and it's great to see them doing really well in the punk rock community, playing the style that they play, because it's really, you know, it's pop punk. They're the one pop punk band out there that's really doing it, and they believe in themselves wholeheartedly, and they love what they do. And so I'm just psyched that this new record is really great. I'm excited for them, and it's cool to see them do, you know, like with every record, there's these small variations and these new little, like, not experiments, but they just are trying new things. And
yep.
And so I like that. It's funny, Todd, because, like, I really love, like, the first, like, five songs. Actually, well, I think probably one of my favorite songs on the record is Done With Love, yeah. Which is really
good. Done With Love is so great.
Yeah. Maverick is so good. And Summertime.
I think Summertime and Go With The Flow.
Go With The Flow is great,
too. Go With The Flow is great, yeah.
That's a great Ray song.
I think they were both the best two songs on the album. Seriously.
Yeah, those are great songs. And I also love In The Pit. I love the opening track, Freak Out. You know, they always have a great opening track that's, like, really short and really to the point. Yeah. And that song just, like, when I put it on,
huge.
I just want to, like, fight somebody. Like, it's just incredible. Like, it's just the feeling. And then their albums are just so, like, nonstop, like, balls to the wall, that it just makes you just, you know, pumped, you know. They're actually on tour right now, so I urge anyone listening to please check them out live, because they're a very, very exciting, fun band live. They're playing in Nashville on September 20th, so I'm going to be there.
We saw them at, what's that?
At NSUB Fest.
At NSUB, yeah.
Yeah, so the song we're going to listen to off the album by Teenage Bottle Rocket is called Summertime, and I think it's very appropriate. It's about, you know, wanting to get out of the cold weather up in Wyoming and into the heat and sun of summertime.
Or maybe even Portland, Maine, you know?
Oh, yeah, that seaside
but,
getaway.
I am sick to death of summertime down here in Tennessee. It is.
Oh,
it
bet.
Has been 95 degrees and up for the past month. And so, anyway, this song is it's kind of ironic for me, but it's a great song. It's called Summertime by Teenage Bottle Rocket off of Freak Out. Check it out.
She was a man.
goodness, that was the Spongetones with She Goes Out With Everybody. I thought it could have been the Beatles. I don't know about
Mop,
you guys.
Top pop. They probably do it the best, I think.
They really do.
Jamie Coover or something, right?
Hoover? Yeah, Jamie Hoover. Yeah, yeah. Actually, Jamie Hoover. My dad knows him.
That's awesome.
But yeah, they're from North Carolina, just like my folks. We should give a shout out to Elizabeth Rax at some point.
Yo, what's up, Elizabeth Rax? I can't write you on Facebook because I'm podcasting.
All right. It's that time again where we talk about that guy, Jeff Lynne. This week we've got some interesting news to report. Ups and downs, strikes and gutters in the world of Jeff Lynne. So earlier this week, actually a couple days ago, it was announced that Jeff Lynne was going to be releasing a new album in September, and the world rejoiced, and the album's
we were
called,
very excited.
Yeah, the album's called Long Wave, and he's also releasing in October an album of ELO songs that he's re-recorded.
I hate that though.
Yeah, I do too, but I'm excited about it because it's Jeff Lynne, and I'd rather, you know, hear something than nothing from Jeff Lynne. But you know, let's get back to the point, which is his album Long Wave, which everybody got excited about, was revealed today to be an album of classic songs, not his songs, all covers. So the thing about that is everybody's very disappointed, but he released a statement saying that, you know, much more is on the way, and he's got some surprises. And I just wanted to throw out there that I have an inside source that has told me, and told me long before this announcement, that Jeff Lynne had 3 new albums recorded. So my line of thought is that he has these 2 albums, of one of covers and then one of ELO songs re-recorded, and then he's saving this album of original material to release last. And there is no doubt in my mind that that is true. I don't think Jeff Lynne would waste his time and, you know, belittle his fans with an album of covers and an album of ELO songs and not have any original material after not having any original material for over 11 years now.
Okay. Yeah.
So I want to, you know, just let you guys know that I have it on good authority that there will be an original album coming out sometime in the next few months. Let's all keep our fingers crossed, but I think it's going to happen, and I think we have nothing to worry about, and if nothing else, we have, you know, some great new Jeff Lynne recordings coming, and I'm excited. I'm really excited about the covers album. You know, it's like old, like, you know, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald type stuff.
It's all old. It's all
right,
like
it's classics. It's like, yeah, it's like standard classic love songs and stuff from the, you know, 50s, 40s.
Didn't someone else do that recently?
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
What's his name?
But
I didn't mind it, actually. I thought it was okay.
I minded it.
I listened to it twice.
Yeah, it's not bad, but
it was on Valium.
It's actually not bad, but anyway. So yeah, we're going to, you know, let's backtrack a little bit. Let's backtrack all the way back to 1984, if you will. We're going to talk about Dave Edmunds, who Jeff Lynne worked with a couple times. And the album in question here is Riff Raff. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but Dave Edmunds recorded this album and did a couple songs with Jeff Lynne on this record, as well as the album beforehand, Information. The song that I want to play is a song that Jeff Lynne wrote, and it's called Breaking Out.
Take you breath away. make it rain. The snow and pain will give way to the solar.
Continuing on in our selection of seasonal theme songs of the night, that was Winter Blues by Red Cross off their new record, Researching the Blues, which is going to be out this month, I guess in August. So stay tuned for that. It's a great record. That's a great song. They haven't put out a record in about, I guess, 12 years now, maybe even longer. Way longer, actually. Their last record was Show World in 97. Wow. Another 97 record.
Wow.
But, love Red Cross. Todd, take it from here, buddy.
All right, so here we go. So the next song I'm going to play is, it's a song called Heartbreaker by Dionne Warwick, which most of you may know or may not know. I don't know, but she is a friend of the Psychic Network. She was the famous cable TV late night programming.
Mm-hmm. You know,
When certain cable TV programming couldn't afford to put on shows, they would just put on Dionne Warwick to sell you psychic, certain prognostications. You could call into a 1-800 number and get your fortune told. And Dionne Warwick was a friend of P, as many of you guys mm-hmm. may know what that mm-hmm. means. She was Psychic Friends Network. Anyway, this song that I'm going to play is called Heartbreaker, and it's from her album from 1982, which is also titled Heartbreaker. It also features songs such as All the Love in the World, which is also an amazing song. I highly encourage anyone out there listening to go find this album. Those two songs in particular are incredible. And here's the one that I'm talking about, Heartbreaker, Dionne Warwick, Friend of P.
So check it out, everyone. You're listening to It's Gotta Be Pop. My name's Kurt. Joining me are Wyatt and Todd, and the band that you just heard was The Mad from Holland. That song's called Don't Ask Me Love off a record called The Mad Are Pretty Quick. And they are also from Holland. And if you were listening to our episode before this one, we played a band that was associated with The Mad called The Kick, which is the new group of the lead singer and probably a couple other members as well. But yeah, really great record by The Mad, who are now no longer around. But we have that album, and it is quite pleasurable for the ears.
That's The Mad with two D's.
That's right, two D's.
Not to be confused with Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Because that's what comes up when you do a Google search.
And it's funny because they on the album cover, they're all in cars and looking really happy.
Yeah, they're probably drunk. To be honest.
They might be. They probably are on that Dutch tobacco.
Oh, my Lord.
Where is this podcast going? We do not condone that on this podcast.
I do.
Oh, well, Kurt does, but I mean, I don't.
So it's about that time again, guys. We're gonna close things down here at It's Gotta Be Pop. Todd Patton, do you have any closing comments?
Just that I love you guys and I love all our fans, and it's gotta be pop. I mean, there's nothing really else to say other than it's gotta be pop.
I'd love to say that it's also got to be pop, and I love you guys, too. And our fans are really great for tuning in. We love you, and we will totally take this on the road sometime, and we hope that we can eat some potato chips together.
That would be sweet. We're gonna end this show tonight with a song by the band Guster. It's called One Man Wrecking Machine. And it's about, you know, just trying to get your shit together and, you know, trying
moving,
to start
moving
over.
Moving back to your parents' house.
Moving back into your parents' house, like, you know, KB.
Oh, I should listen to this song.
And, you know, it's about, you know, just starting over and, like, trying to, you know, trying to, like, make something out of your life. And, you know, just saying, you know, everything that I did, all the bad decisions I made, you know what, just going to sweep them under the rug. I'm just going to make a new life for myself.
That's right.
You know, and that's sometimes
what
you got to do. And that's just, you know, that's sometimes what we've got to do. We got to sweep this podcast under the rug and we've got to just move on. We got to look towards the future.
Forget this podcast. We're going to go on to the next week's podcast.
We're going to forget this podcast ever existed. We're just going to move on.
This was probably one of the worst experiences of my life.
This was probably the worst podcast I've ever been a part of.
We
I really don't
songs,
like you
though.
Guys at all. The songs are great, but the experience with recording this with you guys was one of the worst experiences of my life. But the listeners are who I care about.
I agree.
So.
Popcast.
Coming queen. incense, waiting for my moment to come. Everything's come undone. I tried to pull it apart and put it back together.